are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Hey everyone, this is Beth back for a new show along with host Dr. Scott Clitheroe, and we are so glad you tuned in to join us today. Before I go any further, I want to say hi to my dear friend Ingrid, who's in Miami, Florida. She's been going through a lot the past few months, and I just wanted to let her know everyone at Atlanta Life Media Agency is thinking and praying for her. So moving on, today Scott and I are going to talk to Amber Freeland about theta healing. But before we get into that, Scott, welcome back. We missed you the last show. I actually hosted it solo.
You did a great job, Beth. It's great to hear from you and talk to you. How is your summer going?
It's going good. It's just starting to get really hot in the Houston area. It's just muggy and yeah. So by the afternoon, you don't even want to go outside.
Wait a second. It gets hot in Houston?
It does. It gets pretty darn hot. In fact,
I can't believe.
Yep. So I think I saw last night on the news that Austin and Houston, like the heat index was 113.
Yeah, it's a little toasty up here too. And yeah, sometimes in the hospital, it feels like it's icebox temperature. So you get these extremes where you can go outside and it's burning up hot in the sun, and you go inside and it's freezing cold. So sometimes I think there's going to be like a rainstorm right there at the doorway to the hospital. It's such a temperature change.
I know, right? I actually kind of like that feeling when you go into a room that's really kind of chilly, and then 5 minutes later, you're like, okay, this is too cold.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Except when you sleep. I like it cold when I sleep. Yeah.
I do too. And I remember growing up in Houston, the big day when we got ceiling fans installed in our house, I was like, oh, I love this feeling of having that fan blow real fast over your sleeping body. It really is nice to get that air moving like that.
Not only that, but the white noise.
Yes, exactly. We have a lot of patients in the hospital who ask and receive box fans. They have not an endless supply, of course, but they have box fans usually. And sometimes the patients will ask for it to be set up so that it can blow on them and give them a little extra air movement and that white noise you're talking about. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I'm kind of a sleep Nazi. It has to be a certain temperature. And I'm serious. If it's just like 1 degree off, I feel it. And I have to have my fan, and I have a whole ritual before I go to sleep. So it's like my thing.
Well, sleep's important. Whatever it takes to get a good night's sleep, I'm all for it.
Yeah. So we have Amber Freeland on the line. So before we chat with her, I want to give a brief description about theta healing, and then we will get to our interview. So theta healing uses and applies kinesiology techniques. And for those who don't know, kinesiology is the study of muscles and muscle testing in this case. But theta healing uses this to gain insight into our limiting belief systems, or quote unquote blocks of one's subconscious mind. I would kind of describe theta healing as a meditation technique for your spirit, mind, body that allows us to clear negative beliefs and live life with positive thoughts, therefore developing good habits. And a website I did some research on states that theta healing teaches us how to use our own natural intuition by changing our brainwave cycle and promoting well-being. So hi, Amber. Scott and I are so very excited to have you on the show and have some good conversation around theta healing, as we both have done a little bit of research on this. And I've actually tried this a couple of times a few years ago. And I will admit, this may sound a little out there for some folks, but I really am encouraging our audience to have an open mind as well. So welcome, Amber. Can you quickly tell us a little bit about your background? And then I know Scott and I have lots of fun questions for you.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for having me. I am so happy to be here. I actually am a fitness and nutrition coach and a quantum life coach. and as well as a Theta Healing practitioner. And my journey into Theta Healing really started using epigenetics and using epigenetic meditation. And I would agree with you that this can be a little out there when people are first learning about it, but just know that it is based on science and intuition and primarily based on quantum physics and epigenetics. So I'm excited to see what you guys have to ask me in regards, and we can even dig in and do a live Theta Healing that will work for anyone listening live, for you guys if you're able to join, and then also this healing will most definitely work on the replay as well.
Oh, that's awesome. We actually have a lot in common with our career choices. I have always been fascinated about how exercise and nutrition can truly be an asset and resource for good health. And I love helping people, although I've never explored Theta Healing with my clients. But Amber, what exactly is Theta Healing in layman's terms? And what is your personal experience with Theta Healing?
Absolutely. So it unifies the mind, body, and spirit. So Theta Healing has been shown to reduce stress and anxiety. It's even shown to reduce inflammation, boost the mood. They're doing research now, sort of comparing it to cognitive behavioral therapy, which is a common treatment for depression. So they're using Theta Healing to treat depression. It's been shown to enhance creativity and connectivity with other people. So that's like a great definition. What I find in like tangible use, everyday use for myself, is it allows us to find out what limiting subconscious beliefs one has. And those can come from childhood experience, past traumas, genetics. You would be shocked at what we can find using muscle testing. Muscle testing responds to statements by muscles contracting, and that's how we know that it's working. We get to find out, pardon me, what's in someone's subconscious belief system that could be keeping them stuck from getting certain results in their life. So commonly success, business, relationships, and the most common place where I use it is with fitness and nutrition and looking to help someone achieve physical results in their life. Because even if somebody knows all of the logical skills and things to do in fitness and nutrition, they may have a limiting belief that won't allow them to see results. And I can dive more into that as well.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I guess it'd be a good thing to hear some case reports, some really interesting cases that you've had with specific patients and clients that have impacted, you know, your experience with this procedure.
Yeah, absolutely. So for me, my own personal experience, I was struggling to get results in my business, actually. And I started, you know, doing Theta Healing on myself and my husband facilitating my own healing. And before that, I almost gave up on my greatest dream to do this work. And my subconscious had a belief system that I couldn't be successful, essentially, working for myself, amongst other things, other limiting beliefs. But to give you some really concrete health-related ones, I had a recent client who was able to begin losing weight, had a great weight loss story after her first week doing Theta Healing, not only losing about 10 pounds right away, but then also finding inspiration into the other changes that she needed to make in her health. And then, you know, just inspired to take more walks. She was getting back in touch with nature. So there's one real recent one. I had another client with knee pain. So with Theta Healing, we're able to go in and either clear beliefs, download chosen belief systems, or do healing. Just healing for pain relief or different ailments. And so with one specific knee pain, we were able to decrease the pain right away, about 80%, the client reported. So she still had a little bit of discomfort, but nothing like prior to the session. But then a really great thing that tends to happen, which I love about this work, is that I always tell people, be mindful of who you meet. Be mindful of the conversations you overhear. Be mindful of the synchronicities in your life after we do this work, because solutions will come to you in the tangible form as well. So this client specifically found a very tangible solution immediately after. found that she was needing orthotic type support for her feet, which was directly connected to her knee pain. So, you know, we reduced the pain energetically and scientifically, of course, through that healing. And then also, you know, people go on to find other solutions that they wouldn't be expecting. And then lastly, one thing I'd really love to share, my chiropractor personally, who uses these similar techniques, and I've visited him for years, he had a client, a teenage client. She was over 300 pounds. She was doing all the right things. She was eating very healthfully and exercising regularly. And he was able to find within her a subconscious belief. So here's where new people learning about this for the first time, bear with us here. This is really interesting stuff. This client had a subconscious belief that her body weighed about 120 pounds. So if you look into that from a scientific perspective, that would mean that it would be unsafe for that body to release any weight. So you've got someone who consciously and tangibly weighs over 300 with a subconscious belief that the body is carrying 120 pounds, and therefore she was not able to release that weight. But after similar process that we'll do today, this client as well was able to finally reach her goals as well.
Well, that's, I love stories like that. I really do. And as you and Dr. Clitheroe know, I'm a wellness manager in corporate America. And to be honest, the coaching portion of the department is probably the most popular. And that's where I see employees make the biggest and most positive changes in their health and wellness. So mm-hmm. I have personally seen how coaching is effective, but the interesting thing is most of the time when an employee signs up for a wellness program, whether it be for weight loss or tobacco cessation, or they want to start eating healthier, I see a pattern that most, not all, but most of the time, the participants that aren't successful, it always goes back to the emotional or mental mindset. So mm-hmm. I want to know, how has adding Theta Healing improved your coaching practice?
In an incredible way, actually. In fact, that is one of the first things I teach clients now, because I recognize that if you miss this step, it's a lot more difficult to see results. So I think it's so important not only to do applied kinesiology and Theta Healing, but actually to talk about the past, you know, talk about, okay, how are you feeling in this moment? How does this current, I mean, weight is such a great example, so I'm just using it over and over again. But, you know, how are you feeling in this moment where you're wanting to make this change? Let's look back in the past and find a similar vibration moment. When have you felt like this before? And what happened immediately prior to that? Because I find that when we're able to process and clear those sorts of traumas and then add in Theta Healing as well, we're really setting a foundation for people to actually get the results, to not only see the results, but let's talk about actually finding enjoyment in the foods that we're recommending and finding enjoyment in the exercise, you know? And a great comparison would be someone comes in, we give them a cookie cutter plan for this or that, and then they go about and they do it, but maybe they don't enjoy it and maybe they see some results, but most likely they won't keep those results, and that won't be a lifestyle change for them because it doesn't fit with what their subconscious believes. And secondly, like I said, they're not enjoying it. I think we're really shifting gears into, let's look at the person as a whole. Let's look at the feelings. Let's look at the moments in life that came immediately prior to decisions that sent them down a path that they're wanting to change now. And let's actually work through those things and clear those things out before we formulate a plan that they're actually going to love, that they're going to stick to forever and see and keep those results.
Interesting. I guess I'm still not clear exactly how it all proceeds. Like, can you take us through a typical visit with a patient?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we do is we use applied kinesiology, and I'm absolutely happy to do this for everyone listening and for you guys as well, so you can actually see. So what we'll do, whenever you guys feel that we should, whenever the timing is right, I will have you guys stand and face north if you're able to. Mm-hmm. And we can actually dig in and clear some subconscious blocks if you'd like, because you kind of have to see it to understand how it's working. Just know that when you're standing and your body is calibrated, your subconscious is going to make your muscles contract approximately 22 to 26%. So if I'm standing and I make a statement that my subconscious agrees with, we call that a positive statement, although that doesn't mean good or bad. When I make a positive statement that my subconscious is fully on board with, my muscles will contract, pushing my body forward just slightly. Sometimes it's just half an inch, sometimes it's a few inches. But you can tangibly feel the answer that the subconscious mind is giving to that statement. And that's the way we know if we have a subconscious block. And then we use theta healing technology, which is much like running code in a computer system. The theta brainwave is like the interface into the subconscious, where practitioners are able to go in with a client's permission and clear those blocks. And then when we retest that statement, your body will clearly show you that it's testing the opposite way. So your body will sway the opposite way as a reaction to that statement. Does that make more sense?
It does for me. And I've actually done something similar. I actually had a friend that's been selling essential oils for years and years and years. So when I got into essential oils, she would have me hold a bottle, and it basically, I would hold it in front of my heart and ask it, like, do I need this essential oil? Do I need the supplement? And I would, you know, sway forward or backward. And so, and it was very strange, but very interesting too, because I was trying really hard, like, not to sway at all. So
yeah.
It makes a little bit more sense to me. And I know, Scott, you're probably scratching your head because you are, you know, a physician that works in a hospital that, and like I said in the beginning, this may be a little out there for some people, but I'm so glad, one, you're interested in learning, and two, I have done this before.
Yeah, no, it's fascinating. I mean, do you actually, when you're with the client, I mean, how do you perceive or measure the muscle contraction that causes them to maybe move off their alignment? Is it just kind of an eyeball thing, or do you have a measurement calibration, or how does that work exactly?
Yeah. So I can usually see it, but I do this remotely as well on video and even on the phone. And so it's up to the client to let me know if they're moving forward or backward. Because sometimes it's very, very obvious. And then other times it's just a slight movement, but the client always can feel which way it's going.
Yeah. Interesting. And the idea about facing north, you mentioned the word alignment. Is that just for, kind of consistency, or why do you have them face north?
I do for consistency. I've also had people who don't know which way north is, and I've never had a problem with them testing incorrectly or anything like that. It's just kind of the standard. But like I say, I think facing any direction works just as well.
Well, do you know, along those lines, I mean, tell me a little bit about the research behind this, and then any, you know, maybe the science behind the healing, or like, you know, specifically that woman with the knee pain. I was wondering, is she having reduced inflammation in her knee, or is it more of a central nervous system type of pain perception thing? You know, what's some of the research that's been done in this area and the thoughts about how this works exactly?
Yeah, that's a great question. There is research showing a decrease in inflammation, and then also energetically. So we are working with science and energy here. And it's based on quantum physics, right? So the study of subatomic matter, and also epigenetics, the, you know, neuroplasticity of the brain, and also the idea of the, you know, genetics and neuropeptides and neurotransmitters. It's definitely deep science, and there you can find studies on it. And then also looking at it energetically. So if you, I'm trying to think what direction to go in with it, but I'm trying to think of exactly the best way to answer that question.
Measurements that change, or there's different variables that are affected. Is that fair to say?
I think it's fair to say that we can trust that the muscle will contract with a positive statement, and that's the best way to look into what the subconscious mind belief systems are. Because the funny thing about it is, people come with conscious ideas. People come with situations in their life, and they come and they think they know exactly what we'll find through this process. They think they've got an addiction to sugar. They think they've got this or that. They make assumptions on what we'll find. And from what I've seen, almost every time, it's not what you would think. I find people having limiting beliefs such as, it's not safe to be wealthy and healthy. So if you think about a subconscious mind believing that, and you envision someone wanting to lose weight, someone who is successful in their career, doing all of the things to lose weight, but their subconscious is programmed to believe that they can't have both of those things, then we can assume that technically this subconscious belief would say that if the person were to lose weight, they would no longer be wealthy. So when you break it down like that, that's a safety thing. People don't want to think that they may be unsafe financially. And if they have a subconscious belief connecting that to their weight, then chances are they're going to continue holding on to that weight.
Interesting.
Yeah, this is so fascinating. And I can't wait till the weekend comes and I can really drill down and do some studies on this. This is a great conversation. We do have to go to commercial break, but we will be right back. And I'm going to ask Amber to actually give us a demo for us and the audience and listeners of a Theta Healing session when we return. So stay tuned.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can. Should have worn my glasses. So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Okay, we're back. Thank you for staying with us. If you're just joining us, we have Amber Freeland as our guest today. Amber is a wellness professional with a background in fitness, nutrition, and theta healing. And I want to jump right into this. So Amber, will you go through a session of theta healing with us and our audience?
Yes, I would absolutely love to. Let me know if you guys are able to stand and possibly face north if you can.
Okay, I'm going to go north. Okay, yes, I'm standing.
Yep. Absolutely.
Perfect, you guys. So here's how this works. We're going to calibrate, and then we're going to tap in with four common subconscious beliefs. You guys may have these blocks. Both of you might not, but I would like to conduct the healing for anyone listening in case they have the blocks. So I'll just walk you guys through all of that. For anyone listening, all you're going to do is stand up, face north if possible, stand with your feet shoulder width apart, take a nice deep breath, try to relax, ground into the earth, just find your center. There's nothing you need to think about right now. There's nothing you need to do in this very moment. Let's just see if we can look into the subconscious, do some muscle testing, see if these blocks are here. And you guys, how this works is, if you get a yes and there's a block, and I'll guide you through this, I need your permission to be able to go in and remove that block. And so how that works is, I will say, go ahead and give me your permission, and you guys can just out loud say the word yes, and then I'll do some theta healing, and then what we'll do is we'll go and we'll retest, and we'll see if the block's been cleared. And if ever the block hasn't been cleared, then what that means is we have deeper digging to do in that area. So if you're listening, or if you're standing at this moment, then go ahead and write down if you can, if something doesn't clear, but that's not very common. I just wanted to let you know, we can always work on digging deeper later. So as you're standing, feet shoulder width apart, go ahead and make the statement out loud. Go ahead and test the statement, I am a man.
I am a man.
I am a man.
So tell me what your bodies do when you test this statement.
I felt like I was swaying a little bit, kind of maybe toward like my heels.
Okay, so you went back.
Yeah.
I felt pretty. I didn't feel much swaying at all.
Okay. So go ahead and test. I am a woman.
I am a woman.
I am a woman.
Let me know what you guys found.
I felt like I swayed forward a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just reach. And you too, Beth?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good. Beth, you're calibrated. Scott, we may have a little deeper digging to do. I would just stay centered, recognizing that this is energy work. This is science. You don't want your conscious mind to respond. So you kind of have to get into like a barely meditative state.
Yeah.
Just really relaxing. Allow yourself to close your eyes, knowing that whatever comes up is just fine. And seeing if you can completely relax and remove any need to move any direction. And just allowing your body to completely relax. And then go ahead and state, I am a man.
I am a man. I'm pretty relaxed. I felt a little side by side maybe that time.
Okay. So just follow along. This is what we do for a calibration. And Beth is most definitely calibrated. So let's jump to the next one and see what we get. We can always do some work privately for sure. Go ahead and test. I know what it feels like to be healthy and wealthy.
I know what it feels like to be healthy and wealthy.
And Beth, which way did you move?
Actually, I didn't feel any movement that time.
Okay. All right.
Maybe a little back for me. It's hard to tell a little bit. I'm pretty relaxed, but I felt a little pressure on my heels.
Okay, perfect. So for anyone that got a backwards movement, and Beth, you can also so this is where we give permission. You can say, yes, I give permission. Beth, someone like you that got kind of a wishy-washy answer can say permission if there's a block, and I'll go in and do some theta healing.
Okay. What am I supposed to say again? I'm sorry.
You could just say permission if there is a block.
Permission if there is a block.
Beautiful. Okay. So now go ahead and retest. I know what it feels like to be healthy and wealthy.
I know what it feels like to be healthy and wealthy. Okay, maybe a slight sway to the front.
Great. Excellent. Some of these that we do, you'll get a very strong response and some just mild. So let's continue. Go ahead and test. I know how to have healthy relationships.
I know how to have healthy
relationships.
And anyone listening that got a no or got a backwards moving response, go ahead and give me your permission. And then go ahead and retest. I know how to have healthy relationships. And now you should be getting a yes or a forward moving response.
You know, that's really funny, right, Amber, because I had a definite, like, almost kind of felt like I needed to catch myself.
A forward response, mm-hmm, after?
Yeah. Beautiful. Well, that's, you know, the very first time. Yeah. Just that second time. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I see that a lot. It's a beautiful thing. This is what I love about theta healing, because you can actually test that it's working, mm-hmm, as opposed to, you know, doing your inner work and this and that. And that's all great. And trust me, I'm very spiritual too, but I really love this because you get a really tangible result.
That is extremely interesting. Okay.
Here's a really good one. This one is interesting. I can't wait to see what you guys get. So go ahead and test. I deserve to have the body of my dreams.
I deserve to have
the body of my dreams.
for anyone that got a no on that, go ahead and give me your permission. And go ahead and retest. I deserve to have the body of my dreams. And now you should be getting a yes or a positive response. This is one of the hottest trigger blocks for people, because a lot of people come for my help, and I'm sure for yours too, Beth, that have trouble even thinking of the body of their dreams. And it's a pretty beautiful thing when your body can feel and look and function just as you would love for it to, sleep the way you'd like, wake up feeling the way you'd like. So that's why that's a really good one that I find most people have. So it's great to clear that one out. And then here's one more. Go ahead and test. I know what it feels like to love my body.
I know what it feels like to love my body.
And for anyone that got a no, go ahead and give me your permission. Beautiful. And then go ahead and retest. I know what it feels like to love my body. And now you should be getting a yes. And I do hope that the two of you received some benefit from this. I know that with the number of viewers, there will be quite a few blocks cleared. So that's very, very exciting.
Yeah, I'm just so, like I said, I am so interested in studying that even more, because, and I've done it before, so this isn't real new to me, but I think this is amazing. And it was, there were some definite like yeses. There were some definite, and it's just interesting how your mind, I just love it. I really love it.
Mm-hmm. Amber, I got the hang of it after a while, and I could definitely feel it, but do you feel like maybe, is it beneficial to do it with somebody, an expert like you, in person, initially, just because I think I was so focused on, I got better at it as I really tried to relax, but at first I was so concerned about trying to tell where I was going that I don't think I was really kind of tapped in or connected, is that, right. Is it better to be with somebody so that you can kind of trust them to tell you what you're doing, or?
Not necessarily. I think we have so much going on, and I know that we're envisioning all of the people who will experience this with us. And there's multiple factors. So the biggest factor is hydration, in being properly hydrated. Second, we make sure that you're calibrated. And sometimes the male-female question is not the perfect calibration for people. So when I work privately with people, even if it's on video, that definitely helps. It doesn't have to be in the same room. But on video, it helps so that I can see what your body's doing. And then also, we can use location as a calibration. So I could say, I'm in Las Vegas and get a yes, and say I'm in Pennsylvania and get a no. That would be another calibration. It just depends on the person. So working privately, even on video, is great. Absolutely.
I've been trying to learn a lot about transgender issues in modern world because of, healthcare. It comes up quite a bit, and I'm just fascinated by it. And I think that's an area that we could all learn a lot and be more understanding. And so I just an aside is, I wonder if maybe it is more, a better question would be a geographical question or something more, because our subconscious sometimes, maybe there's a lot of debate about, gender fluidity. And so maybe that's not the best question. Have you thought about that?
I have. I definitely have. I've had a couple in the past month. I would say I've had two people where I needed to change that to a geographical question. So I may stick with that. I'm happy for your feedback on that. I think that's really smart. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I find it fascinating. I mean, it's just so interesting. And, I think that research is going to go further because, again, kind of tap into what you're talking about, the subconscious, and how it affects our health is so huge. And it's such an unknown area. That's just, I think, the work you're doing is making it more accessible to people. I think it's fascinating.
Thank you very much. That means a lot. And shifting gears into like true ailments in health. We talked a lot about weight management today. It's just such an easy topic, but really looking at belief systems on people being sick and people having certain, carrying certain genes for things. And there's a lot of work that can be done, and there's so many changes happening that are really empowering people to handle their health in a different way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this has been so illuminative for me just to listen to you take us through this. But I mean, can you do this? You know, is there a way to do it yourself? I mean, you have to obviously have somebody coaching you. Tell us a little bit about that.
I'm actually in the midst of putting together a program for healers, because a lot of people are wanting to learn how to do this work. But it really is, it's similar to downloading software onto a computer, honestly. And that's why it works on the replay as well. This will serve anyone who's listening to this in the future. Just as you would download a new program onto your computer just off of the internet, this sort of healing works just like that. So okay. I think I answered your question. I went off on a little tangent, maybe.
No, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Well, I think that the steps you've showed us are important, but I guess the calibration is something you really can't skip, right? You have to kind of get your bearings right. Is that fair? Is that the way to think about it? I mean, you have to start off knowing where your mind is at that time.
Mm-hmm. You really need to calibrate first, know that you're testing correctly, know that you're hydrated. And then another really interesting thing is that if you test a block and you're really unclear about the answer, or if you test a block and you clear a block, although it's ineffective. So if somebody tests something and they get a yes, and I go in and clear it and they're still getting a yes, they're not able to release that block. The really amazing part is that we dig a little deeper, and I use intuition to look into what could be underlying that. A more specific block is tested. And then when we clear that one, the deeper one, we go back to the first one and we test it, and it's automatically been cleared. So it's really getting down to the root cause as far as we can into these belief systems and clearing them out.
So I have a question. How quickly can this help someone? I mean, is this something that a client or a patient would have to see you over and over and over? Or is this something like after 20 minutes with you, they're like, woohoo, I'm all better. What's the normal?
Yep. That's an absolutely fascinating question. It can help instantaneously, absolutely. And the even better part is that once a block is cleared, it's cleared for good. And I have very concrete proof of this, because my husband and I do this work together. And we clear blocks, you know, with clients and with each other. We're clearing 20, 25, 30 blocks sometimes in a session. Today we just did 4, but just to give people an idea, we run through a long list of similar blocks, so wealth-related blocks, eating-related blocks. We have lists and lists of blocks. But the point being, I was running through and doing healing with my husband, and he had none of the blocks. We went through about 10 of them. No, 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 no. And he says, I think I've already cleared all these. You know, back in 2015, I was working in this document. Those blocks were still cleared. And he didn't know this, but I chose the next one on the list and I reworded it and I changed it a little bit, and all of a sudden there was a block there. So I really do have tangible proof that once these blocks are cleared, they are cleared for good. Similar things may come up in the future, but never the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I just Beth, this has been so interesting to me. Amber, thank you so much. I have a lot to learn. I want to have you back and talk about epigenetics too. I think that's a fascinating topic, and certainly something I hear a lot about in healthcare right now too. So
I would love that. Yep. One of my favorite topics.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much.
So I want to ask, how can our audience reach out to you? Do you have a website? I know you have a Facebook page. If you send that to me, I can get that on our landing page that people can actually reach out to you. But
absolutely.
Can you go through real quick how someone could find you?
Yeah. So I have a webinar, actually a little course that goes through more of this and clears some more blocks. And that can be found at quantumbody.me, M-E. And then I'll send you links to my Facebook page. I have a Facebook page where we go live and we do more theta healing. We do epigenetic meditation, everything of the sort. That page is called the Trinity Room. And I can send you directly links to those.
Yeah, absolutely. I know we have a little paragraph kind of about this, and I'll add that, and we will make sure our audience sees that. But now I actually want to work with you now. I seriously want to work with you now. And I am so honored that you took the time out of your busy schedule to talk to Dr. Clitheroe and I. And again, we would love to have you back.
Thank you so much. I'd love to come back.
So that closes out this episode. If you enjoy listening to A Healthier View and learning all about the theta healing from Amber, don't forget to subscribe to the show. We're going to have a lot of interesting guests in the upcoming weeks. We are syndicated, so that means we can be listened to all mobile devices and can be heard from the following free apps. Just search for the Up to Me Radio channel on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, and while you're in your car, you can listen to us on TuneIn. I would like to thank our executive producer, Melinda Davis, and our sponsor, Atlanta Life Media Agency, for their support, and without them, the show would not be possible. Remember to visit our show and the other incredible shows at www.uptomeradio.com. And lastly, like Up to Me Radio on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Up to Me Radio. Again, I hope everyone had a great time listening to Amber talk, and please feel free to reach out to her if you have any questions. We'll see you next time on our next show in 2 weeks.